So let's talk for a minute about Cory Booker, who introduced his party's platform. Unlike Republican Chris Christie, Booker embraced his party's platform, didn't he?
Exactly. It was a very meat and potatoes Democratic platform. He talked about opportunity and inequality, and his speech wasn't biography like Chris Christie delivered. The line that really stood out was, "When your country is at war, being asked to pay your fair share is not class warfare, it's patriotism." And this line ricocheted around Twitter instantly, mirroring the feeling of the room, which was chanting, "Cory, Cory." So the comparison to Christie that people are making, and people are making it online explicitly, is very apt. New Jersey Public Radio's Nancy Solomon wrote about Booker's speech for It's a Free Country last night, and she said that even though Booker didn't give the keynote, Chris Christie was thought to have given the me note. And the general reaction was that Cory Booker sort of out-Christied Chris Christie.
Now you're live chatting these speeches each night. What kind of reactions did people have on social media?
You know, last night we had speech after speech filled with really fiery words from Cory Booker to Deval Patrick to Julian Castro. And this was basically social media gold. According to Twitter's politics team, Deval Patrick averaged about 7,000 tweets per minute while he was speaking. Julian Castro was up to 12,000 tweets per minute. You know, and there was a tweet by Times TV critic James Poniewozik saying that Deval Patrick showed that you can give a speech that advances your political future and endorses the guy you're there for. So again, another callback to Chris Christie. You know, so experiencing this live in a social media sphere is really interesting because you kind of get the best of commentary. And then in our chat rooms, you also get some really interesting interaction between people who might not otherwise sort of be talking to each other.
Were there any big unexpected Twitter moments?
You know, Lily Ledbetter was a huge surprise, I think, to us all. I don't think many of us had ever heard her speak before, and she gave a rousing and very moving speech about having her name attached to the Fair Pay Act, which was the first act Obama signed into law. She's up there with a thick Southern accent, pearls, and it totally killed. According to Twitter, Lily Ledbetter had the highest peak of any speaker at either convention not in the 10 p.m. hour. You know, and I don't think anyone would accuse her before last night of being a social media phenomenon. But after the line, she cited that women still only earn 70 cents for every dollar a man makes. And she had one of the best lines of the night, which was, "Maybe 23 cents doesn't sound a lot to someone who has a Swiss bank account and a Cayman Island investment." And there were tweets flying around right after this line saying the Democrats have their new Ann Richards.
Caitlin, last week you were in Tampa. How does the Democrats' setup differ from what we saw at the Republican National Convention?
It's markedly different. It's got more of a street fair vibe. There are pedestrians walking around the venue. There are restaurants and pedicabs. Thinking about the Republican National Convention last week, a Republican strategist I talked to on the way home said that being at the RNC felt just like the time he spent in the Green Zone in Iraq. There were barricades, there were chain-link fences, troopers in sand-colored uniforms, and that's definitely not the case here. Also, the arena feels smaller. I think it actually has a larger capacity than last week, but the way they set it up really packs everyone in close together. I was practically in Nancy Pelosi's lap last night, actually. So there's a lot more of a hum in the room because of it. And I think because last week we were watching a hurricane blow by us, it seemed as if most of the delegates stayed away from the convention area until the big speeches. But this time that's not happening. The room is filling up sooner, and the energy is sort of solidified earlier.
Okay, and just briefly to wrap up, you know, a man living in our listening area is going to be one of the big speakers tonight, former President Bill Clinton. What are we expecting from him tonight?
Well, I'm expecting him to make more of the case about Obama's record and less about the party platform and tying that to the middle class. That's something he does, and he does very well. I also expect our conversation tonight online to be a great one because people really love talking about Bill Clinton.
All right. Thanks so much, Caitlin.
Thank you, Sirius.